Echoes by Maeve Binchy. Read by Kate Binchy. Prologue. People seemed to know without being told. They came out of their houses and began to run down the main street. The murmur became louder, and almost without knowing they were doing it, they started to check where their own families were. It was still just a figure face down in the water. They didn't know for sure whether it was a man or a woman. "Perhaps it's a sailor from a ship," they said. But they knew it wasn't anyone who had gone overboard. No nice anonymous death of someone they didn't know. No informing the authorities and saying a few prayers for the deceased unknown sailor. This was someone from Castle Bay. They stood in silent groups on the cliff top and watched the first people getting to the water's edge. The boy who had first seen the waves leaving something frightening on the shore. Other men, too, people from the shops nearby, and young men who were quick to run down the path. Then they saw the figures coming down the other path near the doctor's house, kneeling by the body, in case, just in case, there was something in a black bag that could bring it back to life. By the time Father O'Dwyer arrived, with his soutane flapping in the wind, the murmur had turned into a unified sound. The people of Castle Bay were saying a decade of the rosary, for the repose of the soul which had left the body that lay face down on their beach. Part 1. 1950 to 1952. It was sometimes called Bridget's Cave, the Echo Cave. And if you shouted your question...